You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth podcast, show number 137. And on today's show, I'm going to be covering how to use company incentives, specials, incentive trips, anything that your company offers or that you want to offer yourself to really promote and build momentum, build volume, and build excitement in your team. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hey, it's Jackie Almer, and welcome to today's show, show number 137. Wow, I love it. And I'm just about to pass my two-year mark with the podcast. If you've been listening for a while, I just want to express my gratitude. I appreciate it so much. If you haven't had a chance to leave a review for me, I would love that. You can go to jackieelmer.com/iTunes and leave a review, or jackieelmer.com/Stitcher, and I will enter you into a drawing for a free month of my Inner Circle coaching program, which, by the way, is open over at jackieelmer.com/coach. If you want to learn how I've sponsored over 1,800, yes, that's 1,800 people into my direct sales and network marketing business using the tools of the internet, then that is where I literally pull back the curtains and share exactly what I did to get started in October of 1999 and still do today as of this show in February of 2015. I love sharing that with people. I love sharing the exact steps that I take, how to use Facebook, how to use Facebook groups, LinkedIn, your blog, promoting through Twitter, all those different type things. There's no mystery to it. There's no secret to it, but there is a systematic approach and a few things that you need to do to put yourself out there in such a way that people are going to attract to you. And I'm going to tell you this, it doesn't involve blasting your opportunity on your Facebook wall. I see people do it all the time. Oh, join me for this and this and this teleseminar where I'm going to share with you how to make a pile of money and lose weight or get healthy or whatever it is, different things like that. And you know what? That basically is a turnoff to most people. They don't come to social media to get pitched. It doesn't mean that they're not interested in maybe what you have to offer, but you have to find a way to market to them that's not advertising. And I share all of that at jackieelmer.com/coach. All right, so in today's show, as I mentioned, I want to talk to you about how to use company incentives to really boost excitement, momentum, and volume within your organization. So there's a couple of different types of incentives that you can do. Let's start with your company incentives. Now, party plan companies are good for this, and some network marketing companies do this too, not all of them. But check to see what your company is doing to create promotions that make it easier for you to reach out to people, to follow up with people, and to get your own team excited. So, for instance, my own company this month is offering double party rewards. Now, we're kind of a party plan company and kind of a network marketing company. We're a real hybrid because we don't really necessarily promote doing offline parties or in-home presentations, although you certainly can, and I'll be doing a couple here in the upcoming weeks, and I'm actually really looking forward to it. But we do most of our overviews and online parties and that type thing through Facebook, through Google Hangouts, and through other platforms where we bring people in, get them interested, they buy right online. There's no, you know, you don't have to handle the product yourself. You don't have to wait and close out the party and place one big order and then deliver it around to people or anything. The company deals with all that. They deal with collections, and boom, you're paid within 3 hours of that order being placed. But anyway, so look within your own company to see what it is that they're doing. So we have double points this month, and so it's really a huge incentive to boost team volume, to boost sales, and to boost volume. And this is really powerful for a number of reasons. First of all, it gets presenters, in my company's case, it gets distributors, it gets consultants, whatever your company calls it, It gets those distributors paid right away. It gets them generating sales. That creates personal sales volume for them. That's always very exciting when you can create, when you can teach someone how to get their money back right away with their own customer sales. You've got a winner in a company. That's really a good thing, because people sometimes are hesitant to sponsor. You may have run into this. Sometimes people are hesitant to sponsor initially. They're much more comfortable talking about the product up front, sharing their excitement about it, sharing what it does, getting people interested, making some sales, earning their money back, and that's social proof and validation for them that it works. So look and see what you can do for that. So those are some things that you can do. If your company offers any type of incentives for parties, for personal sales, for signups, it's kind of hard, it's sketchy. That's kind of an FTC deal. Most companies can't offer incentives for signups, I think, because that can be seen kind of as a pyramid type thing, but they can. There's wording, there's language, there's ways that they can do it around that particular thing. So check on a monthly basis to see what your company is offering that you can use to get people excited. Now, one cool thing about a company incentive is anytime there's a new company incentive, that gives you a great opportunity to follow up with people who you may have spoken with in the past about your opportunity. Hey, Joe, I know the timing wasn't right when we chatted a few months back, but I just wanted to let you know that my company is offering XYZ. Don't know if your situation has changed. It's a great way to launch a business and make some great upfront money, get your investment back, and start building that long-term residual income. If you might be interested in taking a look again, I would love to share it with you. Or if you know of anyone, for instance, a stay-home mom or someone in college, someone struggling to pay the bills, you know, making ends meet, we've got a great program that will help them with that. And I would love any referrals that you have for me, and I reward referrals. Now, again, I'm just kind of shooting off the cuff here, giving you some ideas of some language. You're going to want to take that, put it into your own comfortable flow of how you would say things, what would naturally flow off of your tongue if you were saying it, but something along those lines. So company incentives really do give you the opportunity to reach out to new people. Okay, so you can reach out to new people and say, man, I'm super excited. I'm expanding my business in your area. We're offering some special incentives this month, and I thought of you because, now notice how I'm bringing in all those pieces of language from the past that we've talked about, even that we talked about in the last show, show number 136. When we, you know, talked about using the phrase because, I'm calling you because it piques people's interest. They want to know why you're calling them, giving them a real compliment and that type thing. But so company incentives are a great way to begin building your business. It's a great way to begin following up with people who've maybe looked before and it wasn't right, or maybe they never got back with you. Whatever, it's a great opportunity for you to then reach out and let people know what's going on. And it's a great thing to get your team moving. So make sure, even if your company is sending out a regular update with the exact specifics on what's going on, pretend like your team never even sees that. Make sure that you're getting the word out, and all month long you're promoting whatever that incentive is so that you can get things happening. And then give people ideas of how to use that incentive to move their own business forward. Give them ideas, just like we're talking about here. Share with them how to reach out to new people using the incentive. Share with them how to reach out and follow up with people they've talked to in the past using the incentive. And then share with them how to motivate their own team to use that incentive to really pick things up and get some sales going and get some excitement happening in their business. Now, incentives are great things that you can use at offline networking events too. You know, you can share those company incentives with others as you're networking out and about, because you never know who's watching you. You never know who's watching you in your company, and maybe they haven't said anything, and you're going to catch them at just the right time that they're going to be ready and interested, and that incentive is going to be the hook that's going to bring them in. So use those company incentives as you're out networking. For instance, I am going to several networking events this week, and I promise you I will be promoting my company incentives every chance I get with everybody and encouraging them to get with me to earn some free products, to launch their business, whatever it is. Offline networking events are a great way to lead with your product and then back in the opportunity into it. You always want to make sure that you're sharing the opportunity as well. But with networking events, you want to make it product-oriented first, not opportunity-oriented. And that's where many network marketers and direct salespeople make a mistake. Okay, so other incentives. I mentioned company incentive trips. So do you have a company incentive trip that's coming up? My company does, and we're in qualification for it now, so I use that every chance I get. I've used it for rapport building, reaching out to people and saying, hey, how would you like to cruise to Jamaica with me in the fall? Okay, now that's going to get somebody's interest. I mean, I haven't had one person say, no thanks, you know, but I'm reaching out with that, and then they say, well, that sounds great. What's the scoop? And then I kind of go into it. I don't jump right into it. Again, I don't just jump in, blah, 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 with all this information about my opportunity and that kind of thing, but I ease into it. Have you ever been to Jamaica? Why would you want to go to Jamaica? You know, are you set with the company you're working with now? Because it is, you know, my direct sales company is offering a great incentive trip. It doesn't take a whole lot to qualify for it, and I'd love to share the details of it if it's something you might be interested in. And I continue to wait to get their permission several times before I send them the details of exactly what it is. So again, it's a great way to reach out to people for the first time. It's a great way to follow up with people who you followed up with in the past. That could be something as simple as, hey, Susie, you know, I know that you've been really wanting to take a fun exotic vacation and it's been a while. We've chatted about that in the past. And you know that direct sales company I'm working with, they're offering a special fun incentive trip to the Caribbean over this next fall, and I didn't know if maybe the time might be right. If you think it's something you might want to take a look at, because it's not that difficult to win it, I would love to share the details with you. So just something along those lines. And then again, make sure that you're using those company incentive trips to get your team motivated. Paint that picture for them of being on that cruise ship. Paint that picture for them of traveling to Europe and going up in the Eiffel Tower. Whatever it is, wherever your company's going, make sure that you're constantly dripping those reminders on a weekly basis to get them energized and thinking about that incentive trip and what they need to do to qualify. And make sure you lay out a simple plan for them too. Break it down. Sometimes people, it's like, you know, standing at the bottom thinking of the mountain, thinking you're going to climb Mount Everest. When you look at what it takes to qualify, very often that can look like, oh my gosh, that's a lot to chew off, you know, right at that time. But if you can break it down into what they need to do on a monthly basis, and then break that down into what they need to do on a weekly basis, and then take it even a step further and lay out for them what a daily plan would look like to move them into the position of creating the momentum that it's going to take to reach that qualification for that incentive trip. So spend a little time, get with your sponsor or upline if you aren't sure what that is. See if they can help you figure out what that is for you with your company, and lay out those details and get people excited about doing that. And then the other type of incentive I wanted to mention are your own incentives that you do that you can piggyback onto these things. So if you're really working to get your team inspired and moving, if you're working on your own promotion and you want to make it about them too, I mean, because let's face it, in direct sales and network marketing, you know, it's not a one man or one woman show. We need other people taking action and developing themselves into leaders and team building and volume building too, in order for us to get promoted. And you know, the last thing you want to do is be making it all about you. Hey, help me get promoted, help me get promoted, help me get promoted. It's not about that. It's how can I help you get promoted? So consider developing some of your own incentives that you use with your team to do this very thing. Okay, some incentives that you're going to do with them. So maybe piggyback onto what your company's doing. So let's say that your company has some type of incentive for the month for retail sales or that type thing. Anybody who qualifies for that, maybe their name goes into a drawing for a $100 American Express gift card or a Starbucks card or a book series that is going to help them grow in leadership. Whatever it is, you want to make it attractive enough that it's something that they really want to work toward. But you also need to look and see what type of income you're going to generate. You want to make sure that you're not giving away more than you're earning off the volume that's being generated by your team. So, you know, be careful with that. But sometimes, you know, even if it's a wash, especially if you're just getting started, that can be a really good thing because, you know, in the early days especially, the money that you create early on is not about you taking it and spending it to go out to dinner or do all these other things. It's really about reinvesting it back into your business to move it to another level. And I promise you, if you'll do that, you know, you will reach the point where you can take a big chunk of that check and go party and vacation and travel around the world and pay off debt and loans and all different type things. So it'll be a good thing for you. So those are basically the three types of incentives. Oh, and I wanted to mention the trip. So if your company offers an incentive trip, another way that you may piggyback onto that is create something special. Anyone who qualifies for that trip goes into a drawing for a free hotel night stay the night before, because very often we have to get to somewhere the night before it takes off or whatever it is. Look and see, again, look at your own company, look at what the trip is and figure out what that is and determine what you want to do. Or it could be a special dinner that you're having where you're going to pick up the tab. And so again, figure out where that dinner's going to be. Get a reservation book for however many people you think it's going to be. Get some pictures. Find out what the menu is so that, again, you can, on a regular basis, start promoting this within your team and getting people excited about working toward that. People love recognition. They love bonuses. They love anything fun, entertainment, travel, all that type stuff. So you want to learn how you can use any incentives that your company offers and then piggyback on any incentives that you personally want to offer, or perhaps your upline is offering some incentives too. Find out what all those are and then figure out how you're going to promote those to your team on a weekly basis to get them engaged, get them involved, get them excited, and get them taking action on building their business and creating that momentum that's going to promote them, that's going to make them money, that's going to make them excited, and ultimately, it's going to help you get promoted too. Because like Zig Ziglar says, you can have anything in life that you want if you just help enough other people get what they want. So let's talk about some action steps for you. Well, first of all, get dialed into your company emails and your company programs and figure out what incentives do they have going on. Okay, what incentives are going on? Do they have monthly incentives? Do they have an incentive trip that you're working toward? Get clear on what those are. Get clear on what the qualifications are and figure out your system for how you're going to promote that to your team. Then check with your upline. See if they have any incentives that they're offering on a regular basis. Make sure you're dialed into what it is that they're doing, the incentives that they're offering, and how you can use those to promote to your team and build growth and excitement and momentum and sales in your business. And then finally, figure out if you are going to put together an incentive of your own to piggyback onto any of these, or just your own type thing. Maybe you're trying to reach a promotional level and your company doesn't have an incentive going on. What can you put out there that's going to be a bonus reward that they can qualify for or go into a drawing for or something along those lines if they take the action steps and they actually make that qualification? So figure out exactly what that's going to be for you, and then begin developing that process for yourself. All right, so thanks so much for listening. Show notes are over at jackieomer.com/137. I would love any feedback that you have on the show, this show or any other show over there on my show notes. Would definitely love to hear from you. So don't be shy, come on over and share the love, share your thoughts. I take the good and the bad. And if you have anything specific you'd like me to do a show on, you can tweet me at Jackie Almer over on Twitter. Just use the hashtag AskJackie. That helps me sort it out. And I love any feedback on that too. You can also ask any questions or post feedback over at my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. And of course, jackiealmer.com/questions. So that's it. Again, my Inner Circle coaching program is alive and well. We've got an active forum over there where you can ask ongoing questions. I'm over there giving support, giving advice, and walking you through your pertinent questions about building a network marketing business, using social media to build a business, or whatever those questions may be. You can go to jackiealmer.com/coach to learn more about that. So until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business.
If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieAlmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.